We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Hey Mabez, and we're starting four lines from the bottom. Tanya learned in a Braisa. Then this Braisa will also help us out understand that the Mishnah says that a Kusi is one of the Sveikais, like Shtuki and Asufi is a Kusi. And we want to know why a Kusi, who comes from the times of Melech Ashur, in the times that a certain nation came and they were Megayer, so it's called the Kusim. And why are they called Sveikas? So this Gemara will help us out for that as well. Tanya, B'chein Rolez Oimer, Kusi Lo Yisa Kusis. Just like a Shtuki Kamer Shtukis, a Kusi Kamer Kusis. And Shaz, why not? My time, what's the reason? Echard, the regular Gerim. Now, just as a aside, the halacha is that if you're a Ger, if a guy's a Ger, a man's a Ger, and he has a son, and he has another grandson, and he has great-grandson, all those children are all considered gerim. What's nafkamina? If you hold kahal gerim lo yikakal, then mutat to marry mamzerim. Because once a ger, always a ger. That's how it is. Once a ger, always a ger. So therefore, if the father's a ger, you go bust to the father. So that's a akdam. Now let's go back to the gemara. My time. We said it once a ger, always a ger. It's not like that in midrabanan. Why? The time went to the brisa. Ger ad asar daris mutam mamzeres. A ger till 10 daris mutam mamzeres. Mekam ve'elach osam mamzeres. After that, already the 11th generation cannot marry mamzeres. Why? Because by that time, everyone thinks he's a regular good high mashiyid, and it's him marrying mamzeres. What's going on here? So therefore, it's osam midrabanan to marry mamzeres. But you have to wait till his goyish lineage is forgotten. Now, is that longer than 10 dairies or less? So the Tosfos Rosh says it's longer. Tosfos Rosh says it's longer than 10 dairies. So that's shtaka. He brings a raya because he says he's not supposed to embarrass a goy in front of a ger to up to 10 dairies. He's told 10 dairies, they still remember they're a goy. So he says that shtaka might be more than 10 dairies. That's what it says in Tosfos Rosh. But the problem, that's what it says. Now, what's the Dura Gemara? So Eliezer says, a Kusi shouldn't marry a Kusi. You know why? Because when we see this Kusi, we consider a Kusi like after 10 days, it's happened so long ago. We see this Yid marrying a Kusis. How can a Yid marry a Kusis? So we say, don't marry a Kusis. A Kusi, is it a Yid? A Kusi looks like a Yid after 10 generations, right.
And this Kusi was the third generation?
Oh, Bambakasha, Gavaldi, I'm happy you asked the Kasha. I'm going to buy you, me dummy. Hosom Ger Yosholom Zeres Kadosha. By the ger, it's a tender ger, he looks like a high machine, and the mamza is a mamza kadosha. She's a regular mamza. Amri Barry Sholu to come Nosram Zeris. Haka, eat the Gadolinu. Here, if he's a high machine, she's a high machine. So the same thing, Kusi, what can I recommend Kusi? It's a Pella. You're right, the Pshad is over. It's a good kasha. Hello, go not a Pshad. Kyosa Ravdimi, Omra Veloza, Omar. Ravdimi is like this. Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Veloza, Savala Karbishmo. This Rabbi Loza holds a Kusi Kamara Kusis, holds a Rabbi Yishmael, and he holds, and Rabbi Yishmael, top on my base, Rabbi Yishmael solved a Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds a Rabbi Kiva. What does that mean? Rabbi Eliezer solved a Rabbi Yishmael, Dama Kusim Geri Arayasim. We'll see soon, there's a three-way Machlaikis. Rabbi Yishmael holds Kusim Agebri Arayasim, which means they're not good Gerim, they're Goyim. Why the Goyim? Because Hashem sent lions after them, they weren't being good, and because of that, they came Gerim. But they really weren't real Gerim. And therefore, they're goyim, and Rabbi Shmuel saw the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel is a Rabbi Kiva. Doma oyvichavim eved abba b'asherav da mamzer. And Rabbi Shmuel is a Rabbi Kiva holds that a goy or eved that marries b'asherav da mamzer. And here, over here, a lot of Yisraelim married into the Kusi family, and the Kusi members a goy. A goy marries Yisraelis, the child's a mamzer. So here we have this in the Kusi, we have mamzerim, and we have Kusim, which are goyim. And a mamzer now will marry a goy. So therefore, a kusi can't marry a kusis. Why not? The kusi might be a mamzer. The kusi is a yid, who's a mamzer. The mother is a Yisrael, and a mamzer. And the kusis is a goy. So a kusi can't marry a kusis. That's why. Because maybe one's a mamzer, one's a goy. I can ask me the question. Everyone will ask the question if you think about it 2 seconds. Is that, what do you mean? And what do you need? What I have to say is a mamzer. Just say because the mother is a Yisrael, so he's a Yisrael, so he can't marry a goy. What do you have to come on that he's a mamzer? Who cares? He's a mamzer. What do you have to have come on that he's a mamzer? The kusi is a Yisrael, right? That's who can't marry the goy. What's the difference if the Yisrael is a mamzer or not? Punkt is a mamzer, you're right, maybe, because you hold like that. Well, what if the holy grab Akiva? Why can we say holy grab Yisrael, Gerer Roy Yisrael, and Yisraelim mixed up in there, and we have Yisraelim and Goyim here, and they can't marry each other, that's why. How did Yisrael get mixed up here? Did we say that anyway? He had to become a mamzer. Yisrael got mixed up. Because Yisraelim thought the Kusim were Gerer MS, they got married, so now, the next third generation, maybe one's a Yid, one's a Goy, and they go and marry each other. Because that's the problem here. So what if it be a mamzer for? So Tosis says the kasha. This is a big raya to Rashi Shita. The Rashi holds the only way if your mother's Yisraelis, you are kosher, is only if you're a mamzer. If you're not a mamzer, it means you're a goy. Does it sound like that? When it says that the kids of Yisrael, it has to be a mamzer. That's a sound like that. And Tosis in Rishon Shlitzad. Tosis says v'yishem yashloim em avlad kosher kin hoy lechachav yochavim. The vlad kosher means he's going after the goy. And aval hashtuk sav avlad mamzer im kin hoy lechachayimoy. There is a tzal like that, and it's very surprising to a lot of people. But if a guy marries a Yisraelis, what's the child? Today we know a Yid, right? Today we know a Yid, but even today it's still the same machlokes. It's a big machlokes. Tanoim and machlokes Shem. How I learned those tanoim. There is a tzal to say there's no such thing that there's no such thing as a kosher kid from a guy that marries Yisraelis. No one should intermarry. It's not a good idea. The kid might be a guy. If you one man, the other kid's a goy, and the other man, the other one says the kid's not a goy, could be it's a mamzer. That's if you Rashi. That those are the two tzadim. You only have two choices, really. The Gemara's mechash and utzad on davis samachas and beis. That's a pogum. But the pashtus is if it's kosher, it means it's a goy. That's a Rashi learns, and that's this Gemara's mechuchak that. So if you have to say, right, come again, yes. So here, the Gemara is saying pretty clearly. It talks about it. It's about Rikas, the Ayin of Masha. It's just not. It's a sugi that could take a few days. It's not for now. But Akaponim, the Gemara is saying you have to hold that to mams in order to make Yisrael. And it's also because if Kusi can't marry Kusis, Zok the Gemara right there. Gemara doesn't have a cash down the Cheshbon. He's saying Rabbi Eliezer holds that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's Goyim, and then Rabbi Shmuel holds that Rabbi Kiva that it's mamzer. That's what I was saying. Right? Why is saying Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva holds that a chayiv lavim make a mamzer. To marry a goy is a chayiv lavim. That's why a chavim above Bas Yisrael of lav mamzer is because a chayiv lav. Right? The Gemara means that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Yechon, Moshe, Rabbi Shmuel, menaylo a chavim shabal kahenas val al havia val Bas Yisrael shabasluo. How do you know that if a goy is ba on a Yiddish girl that she becomes pasul truma and pasul to a kohen? How do we know? She never bas kohen can see a mona grusha v'zera in law. So the darsha misha shla monas v'gerushin. Only someone has a monas v'gerushin. Yotzei v'chavim v'eved she'lo a monas v'gerushin. Yotzei v'chavim v'eved don't have a monas v'gerushin. So what do you need that for? If you hold a Rabbi Akiva, then it's pasul. The kids are mamzer. The kids are mamzer is pasul that she becomes pasul. V'sakadav l'sovel l'karabi kiva. What do you need? This is Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. What do you need this drasha for? If you're like Rabbi Kiva, hash the mamza hava mifsul bevelsim abayi. If the children are the mamza, of course becomes pasul bia. So it seems like Rabbi Shmuel is not like Rabbi Kiva. So what's pshat? Back what's pshat? Rabbi Eliezer who says a kusim can't marry kusis. El Rabbi Eliezer saw a look Rabbi Shmuel dama kusim geir rights. It'll say like this: Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Shmuel holds kusim geir rights. V'saw a look Rabbi Kiva dama oyuchavim ever of avay Yisrael va mamza. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds geir rights him. And then Yisraelim got mixed up into it. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Rabbi Kiva holds a lot of mamzer. Now you have in the Kahal Kusim, you have mamzerim, which are Yisraelim, and you have Kusim, which are goyim. This Kusim can't marry Kusim, of course Yisrael can marry a goy. Frank the Gemara, is that true? We saw Allah, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Kiva. Allah holds Rabbi Kiva. Vamar Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi says, we know in the Masechtas Yevamos that there's something called Tzaras Erva. That means if, for example, a person's brother is married to his daughter. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is married to Shimon's daughter. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Marry his niece. Reuben is married to Shimon's daughter. Reuben dies without children. So Reuben's wife, which is Shimon's daughter, can't fall to Yibam. It's Erva. But the Chiddush of Tzaras Erva is, even Reuben has another wife, the Tzar is also Potter. That's according to Beis Hillel. But Shammai holds Tzaras Erva is Mutter. So now, if Beis Hillel, you fear the Beis Shammai, and you let that Sarah do yibum, that's Issa Karas. Because the Eishus Ach Shloim Makam Mitzvah. The wife of your brother Shloim Makam Mitzvah. But what about the opposite case? According to Beis Shammai, if you do like Beis Hillel, which means you let the Sarah go free, so then you're over alav. So if you're over alav, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a mamzer. But comes Rab Elazar and says like this. Rab Elazar, obviously nechlu beisham veisel b'tzaros. Even though argue by tzaros arva, moedim shei mamzer el misha suri isse arva v'nish karas. But then he's moeda that there's only a mamzer from a isse arva that's a karas, but not a lav. So you see, Rab Elazar is not holding Rab Akiva. So a back shver, what is the reason why kusi came out of kusis? We are assuming now it's because of lav mamzer, but now we're proving it doesn't hold of lav mamzer. And now what's going on here? So we have to say a new pshat. The next pshat has to be developed. Has bria three of machlekes, and then we'll see Roshitas Rav Eliezer. Eliki also Ravin Amar Rav Chia Ba Abba Rav Yechanan VaAmri Lo. Some say it's Amar Rav Abba Zav Dam Rav Yechanina VaAmri Lo Amar Rav Yaakov Yidi Amar Rav Yishuv Alevi Shalosh machlekes V'Davar. There are three machlekes about the kusim. Rav Yismael Sava Kusim Geir Rav Yisem. They are really goyim. They're not good geir. There was another thing that happened also, that they had like a Mizbeach and Har Grizim, which they brought, Uzavayda Zara, and it says they brought in Kahanim. And it says in the Pasuk, which is this, according to, if the whole Geir Arayis, then it's not so in the Geir, because anyway Psulim has Geir Arayis, but they happen to bring in Kahanim Psulim. Kahanim Shnit Bohem, Kahanim Psulim Hayu. Shnit Bohem is in the Pasuk. Vayasu Lehem, Miksoisom Kahani Bomois, Vayu Oisim Lehem Beveis HaBomois. That their Kahanim worked in the bombers. This is Miksoisim. What does that mean? From the thorns in the nation. It means the psulim. And therefore, we passel the kusim. First of all, they gear rice. Second of all, they have these kahanim psulim that mixed up into them. So they're not in good shape, these kusim. That's what Rishmael says. Rav Akiva Sava, Be'etzem, the kusim are not so bad. Kusim gear emesim. First of all, they're full-fledged Jews. And the kahanim that got mixed up into them and worked for them were ksherim. The yichus was kosher. Shenema vayaslam miksoisim kani bamois. What miksoisim mean? Vamo rabba baruchanam rabbi yechanan mina bechirim shavam. In the good ones, the katsinim, the kosher ones, the good yichus of the they'll pay ma'asrim. So why do we ask the kusim? What's wrong? They're good. Because we'll see they made a certain drasha and they held. We hold that the zibum sai from arusa, sai from nesua. It means if Reuven marries someone and only gives kedushin, and then he dies, there's then yibum on his wife. Or if he does a suin, there's also then yibum on his wife. They said there's only yibum by arusa, not by nesua. So there's no then yibum on nesua. That means they held that if Reuven was married by nesuin to someone, to Leah, and Reuven dies without children, Leah goes free. Doesn't need chalitz even. My darsha, what are they darshan? The pasuk says, "Lesia eishes ameis achutza lezar." The eishes ameis is not allowed to go out lezar. So why is lashon chutza? So it's like this: Hachti yosva chutza. The only isha who is always chutza, like a arusa, he loisia lezar. She can't marry out after her husband dies by achalitza. Aval hach, but on a nesua lo yosva chutza ti lezar could marry out. That was their drasha, which is not a good drasha, but they had their own drasha to kusim. And this is Rabbi Kiva talking. Rabbi Kiva Tamei, Dom Yesh Mam Zevachayev Alavim, there's Mam Zevachayev Alavim. It's okay, so let's just recap before we go to see next Shita. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Gerai Raya same, and the Kahanim Tamei got mixed up. Rabbi Kiva says, Kahanim Miyachasim, and they were Gerai Emes. What was wrong with them? They were Oyev and Chayev Alavim. They had a lot of Yevamas that went out Lashok, and they're Chayev Alavim. Therefore, they have Mamzerim mixed up. And if there's Mamzerim mixed up, so therefore you can't marry them. There might be Mamzerim. And the Yeshayimrim, we still don't explain Rabbi Eliezer, holds a kusi can't marry a kusis. If we have a kiva, they can marry each other. But first of all, the gerim, gerim can marry a mamzer. And also, they're all suffolk mamzerim. They're all suffolk mamzerim. What? They're all suffolk mamzerim. Yeah, Sam's mutas. That's something they're allowed to marry suffolk mamzerim. Yeah, let's be Rabbi Eliezer. Everyone holds you over. Armis holds you allowed to marry. Stuki allowed to marry a mamzer. Stuki allowed to marry a stukas. Rabbi Eliezer holds not. Everyone holds yes. Well, Rabbi Kiva's not Meshuvah to that. We're talking about kiva now. So if you have a kiva, the problem is, Klai Yisrael can't marry Mamzer, but Kusi can marry Kusis. We didn't explain Rabbi Eliezer. I'm putting out the point. We didn't explain Rabbi Eliezer yet. But Yeshayimrim, the fisher ain't Bekiyim v'Tekdukei Mitzvahs. Yeshayimrim says, you know why you don't marry Kusim? Because they're not Bekiyim v'Tekdukei Mitzvahs. Ban Yeshayimrim. Who's the Yeshayimrim? I'm Rabbi Idi Ba'ov and Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya lived in a brayso. So we had this brayso from Seches Gittin. Tanya lived in a brayso. Matzahs Kusi Muteris. You're allowed to eat a matzah from a Kusi because he's makon achametz. And not only that, he can even do it l'shma. And he can even watch it l'shma. He can make matzah shmura even. He can yotze the mitzvah, because there's a two dinim. It can't be chametz, which means the whole Pesach. But the first night of Pesach, you need more than just not chametz. It has to be shmura l'shem matzah. And that even they could do that. Rabbi Eliezer, Oyser, Lefish Yem Yikim Tugim Mitzvahs. They don't know the Tugim Mitzvahs. They can't be so careful. They're not Baki in Tugim Mitzvahs. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, Oymer, call mitzvah shechiv akusim, any mitzvah that akusim were machzik, harbim dagim al yesim yishol, even better than yishol. You have to look in the Merzach Gittin, Chagis Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Balak upon him, he says, all mitzvahs that they were machzik on, even better than. What do you see from here? That Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds aim b'kiyim. And they're the ones who say aim b'kiyim digim mitzvahs. Now what does that mean when it comes to kedushin? Well, haka my aim b'kiyim, by matzahs we understand. They don't know mechametz, they don't know v'shma. But what do you mean? What does it mean by... What does it mean by kedushin? Zemar says the fisher ain't bekiim taris gittim kedushin. Not bekiim taris gittim kedushin. So now already taris gittim vegerushin. Taris kedushin vegerushin. They're not bakim kedushin vegerushin. So now we can have pshat in Rav Lezwa akusik hamar akusis. Why? Like Rashi explains, because maybe one of the kusim didn't do the kedushin good, and the child now is a suffocation shish, and the child's a mamzer. Because maybe they had kedushin from someone else, and then they married someone else, the kid's a mamzer. And if the kid's a mamzer, so the kusa can't marry kusas, because one's a mamzer, and one's a ger. Frank the Masha, and Toysa Rosh, okay, but Lamaisa, why can't they marry each other? A ger is allowed to marry a Suffolk mamzer. So what's the problem? Even I marry a Rabadi mamzer. What's the problem? Maybe we're going without going on the Yama. So what's the problem? So there's different shatim. The Tosfos Rosh and Mashal both say that regular Yisraelim got mixed up in the Warsaw. So Yekusa can't marry Yekusa. Maybe this is a regular Yisrael, and they're going to marry a mamzer, and that's also the Shita Loi Lami says that because like Ger Acha Asara Doris, that's why. Therefore, they can't marry a mamzer. So Yekusa can't marry Yekusa because there's a mamzer mixed up into it. Why the mamzer mixed up in it? Because Ein Bekiim B'Toras Kedushim V'Gerushin. We got up to here already. You have to stop in the middle of the Gemara. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, a different pshat why kusim can't marry kusim. It's very similar, but a different pshat. The reason is because mamzerim got mixed up into the kusim. Mamzer ma'achoysoi, mamzer ma'eshes ach nesarvo behem. There was mamzer from Isra, achoysoi there, and there's mamzer ma'eshes ach mixed up in them. Mike Kamash Malon, why does Rav Nachman have to say what type? Just say mamzer got mixed up. If it's exactly what type of mamzer. So my kamashla, why are you telling me? Because both of these are chayiv krisis, and we have before that there is a mandim you need chayiv misses bezdin to become a mamzer. So my kamashla, yes, mamzer chayiv krisis nisti chada. Say one, it's a chayiv krisis, and that's enough. We'll chap that he's trying to say chayiv krisis as a mamzer. So the Gemara, no, ma'aser shoye kachoyer. We're not saying the facts that these type of mamzerim got mixed up into them. But Rava, and by the way, in this pshat also you have to speak out that Chara Ger is allowed to marry Mamzer. Teretz is either there was Israel mixed up in like the Tosfos Rosh actually says on this Gemara, or like Shita Lo Noid Lami says because it's after Asara Doris. Yeah. But Rava Amar, and here you don't have to say next pshat you don't have to say someone got mixed up. We'll see in a second. Rava Amar, Ebev Shivcha Zarbema, Ebev and Shivcha got mixed up into them. So it's Surah Shemayim Shem Shivcha because if Shivcha gets married to them, the child's a guy. And he holds Gary Emmett. So now he's marrying a guy. That's why it's Aser. That's why it's Aser for Kusim and Kusim. Because maybe marrying a guy. So Frank Demar, why is he saying Evid? Evid's not the point. The Evid marries a Yisraelis, the child of Israel. It's only by a Shivcha. So Ma'am Shem Shivcha, Nisdi Chados, just say one, just say Shivcha. And the Gemara, Ma'is Shoy Kachoy, that was the Ma'isa. Even though the whole point is the Shivcha mixed up with the Evid. But saying the Ma'isa was, Evid Shivcha mixed up with them. So therefore, kusik can marry kusis. We have three pshat why kusik can marry kusis. Either because aim became duke mitzvahs, or because mamzer machoys got mixed up, or because the ebb and shivcha got mixed up into them. Therefore, kusik can marry kusis according to Rav Eliezer.